on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing today at Sale, which is one of the best provincial racetracks in Victoria. And time to have a chat to Mark Hunter, who was on fire yesterday. If you were following Mark's selections, he had his best bet win get up, and he was very stiff with his best value at around about $10 or $11, which ran a gallant second. G'day, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Yeah, character building those best value ones, aren't they?
Well, you give us a good ride for all of your followers at Double Figure Odds when they run so well. Are you keen on today's meeting at Sale?
I think I've got a good roughie. I really like my value chance. It's I think I just said it was $16, so I like that. I think we're looking for the first race and the last race to make money out and just make your own arrangements in between.
All right, I'm excited by that. And we're on a good four today. It's good to see these good tracks now returning as well.
Yeah, better weather. You just noticed, even today, you walk outside and I think I just saw the car was at about 15 or 16 degrees, so we're starting to warm up. It's a really exciting time of year. You look through those fields Saturday. Well, the good ones are coming back, the trialers. It's a great time of year in racing.
There's no doubt about that, and I'm sure Trent Buston is loving the spring air as well, and the horses coming back for the carnival. Morning, Trent. You well?
Good, thank you, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. I'll ask you about your run today, and then I'll focus on Uncle Bryn on the weekend as well, because he certainly looks exciting, and there's been a bit of specking as well. So we'll find out where you think Uncle Bryn stands in the PB Lawrence Stakes. I think David Gately is tipping it. So no surprise to see. I think he's almost halved his price in the last 24 hours. But we want to focus on Sale first up. I know you guys have a good record at Sale. You take horses there because it's such a nice, big, spacious track that you think will run very well. And is today a day where we should be following as well? I know you've scratched a couple out of the first, which means that you've got Ultravox in the last at a price. What happened last?
I think that's Geelong tomorrow, mate.
Oh, Geelong. I'm getting lost here. Do you know, I'm trying to pad because the Racing Australia website is so bloody slow to load. Here we go. Guru Ramdas in at the first. You've got a good team heading there today.
Sorry, Michael.
Guru Ramdas in the first.
Yes, Cam Wynn. She's our best for the day. She got beaten by the stable mate by, good 3 lengths, but she missed a start. She was slow away. And looked like she was going to range up and probably win the race at Sandown and then just peaked fitness-wise in her last 200 and knocked up. So she'll strip a lot fitter. She will jump and race a lot closer to the speed, and I'd imagine that'll be suitable today at Sale. So she's definitely our best for today.
And she's still a decent price in a small field. She's about $3.20.
Yeah, there's a couple of the Frankel filly of Robbie Griffiths that looks a nice horse, and there's a couple others that I think went all right first up. But, we'll take the $3 if she wins, for sure.
What can you tell us about Eddery, who makes its debut in race number two and is well in the market around about $8?
Yeah, we like him. He's going to be a three-year-old that'll get over a trip. I can see him running in those sort of three-year-old 2,000-metre races later on in the spring, hopefully. He's got the ability to win. He's drawn awkwardly in Tavistock. They can be a bit dumb their first start. So he'll either go one way or the other. He'll be very impressive or he'll get lost and make a mess of it. But he does have the ability, for sure.
Can Jilted Lover improve this time? Goes around in the same race?
Well, I'd hope so. I'd want to, because he can't get much worse. We bought him off the trials in New Zealand and we thought he had a bit of ability and he just showed absolutely nothing. So we pulled pin and gave him a spell in the paddock and he's come back well. He's worked up well in his trials. He's drawn wide. He'll just go back and we want to see him doing something positive and hitting the line. But I wouldn't imagine he'd be a betting prospect. We just want to see him run well for the owners.
Hesitates a horse that's just knocking on the door. Five start, four placings, and it's the favourite in race three. Is today the day it breaks through?
I hope so. Like, she's no superstar, but she's very genuine, tries hard, and Terry Bailey did his best to get her over the line last start. But she's going to draw. She's drawn well. She'll sit up on speed, and hopefully she can get the job done.
Royal Tonic knocks into the next superstar from all the Sprucon views. Can Royal Tonic run a place at a good price?
Again, hopeful rather than confident. He hasn't shown a lot in his race day, so we want to see something from him.
And then in the last, who done the deals? Another one that's first up today at a big price.
He'll actually run all right. He could sneak into a place at Big Odds. So definitely our first two runners, and I don't mind who done the deal. He'll run some sort of race in the last race.
All right. Now tell us, what's the go with Uncle Bryn? You're having a throw at the stumps in the PB Lawrence Stakes, so you must be happy with how he's going.
Yeah, like we think he's a smart horse. We're originally going to kick off in the Valley next week just in a open 1500, and he trialled up super, and Ben Mellum's talked us into running him in this race. Ben Mellum's very bullish on him. He's a good judge, and we think the horse does have that ability levels. Look, obviously, at the ratings, he's badly off, but we want to get to some nice races, so he's got to increase his rating for sure, and we're even thinking, you know, if he runs second or third, I'm thinking that's going to bump his rating up a bit, but he's there to win, and hopefully he's good enough, but his work and his trials and just the feedback from a couple of jockeys, Ben Mellum and Daniel Moore, sat on him a couple of times and given him a big push, so we think he can do it, but we'll find out.
Do you see it'll be a soft ride and try to come with a sweeping run?
Definitely, like there's that Buffalo River, it's going to go hard in front, you'd imagine, fresh up, Streets of Avalon, the Hayes horse, there's a lot of natural speed in there. We've drawn 80 out of 8, so it's pretty simple. We'll be at the back, hopefully one off, and hopefully being strong late.
And do you give Pesquero a good chance as well on Saturday?
I do, sort of. He ran into a dead end on last start when he was working into things, but just not quite sure if he was really working into it good enough to win anyway. But I think A, up to 1400 and being back on top of the ground, I think he's just a genuine good track horse. So soft draw, good jockey, back up to 14. He's definite each way chance.
Yeah, it reads well for him, doesn't it? It could be a big few days, Trent. We caught up with Natalie at the trials on Tuesday and she said that you were headed to the parent-teacher interviews. How did that go?
Yeah, good. They take after their old man. Genius.
I was going to say, is that a good thing? But anyway. Hey, good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, Michael.
Trent Busserton joining us there. All right, let's get stuck into this sale meeting now. The first race kicks off at 1 o'clock. It's a maiden over 1,415 metres. We can scratch out number 8. And as we heard from Trent, Guru Ram Dass is their best of the day at $3.20. Innocent Moves for Nick Ryans at $4.20. Born Hustler, $4.40. And then Let's Be Frank Baby at $4.60. It's an open market for such a small field here, Mark.
It is. I'm going to make this my best for the day, Michael. Number 3, Innocent Moves. This horse, Bicepedo, who's really starting to make its mark. It ran at Maui on a heavy and made good ground over 1,100 metres, was a nice run for further. They kept it at 1,100 metres at Geelong against the likes of Nana Gooey, who would win this race easily. That was a hot field at Geelong. It got a long way back, had no hope of winning from where it was. You wouldn't say it was punished to the line, but made nice ground. Now, it jumps to 1,400 metres here from gate one. It just looks like, to me, this is the race that's been targeted, and I think Innocent Moves will win here to beat two Guru Ram Dass, who I think Trent sums it up pretty well. Bombed the start there and got a mile back, made a big burst and then sort of petered out, but much fitter for that with a better getaway, can take a spot closer and run well. 4, Let's Be Frank Baby. It was a good run at Bendigo. I don't know that was the strongest race on paper. I think this might be tougher. And 6, Moya Lass, who comes through the same race as Guru Ram Dass, who tried okay going into it but would have to improve to win. I think Innocent Moves can take a spot from gate one and win this race. 3, 2, 4, and 6.
3, 2, 4, and 6. Best of the day, Innocent Moves, and you're getting $4.20. So a nice way to start the program at sale from Mark Hunter in the first race. Race number 2 is over 1,415 metres. Take out 7, 15, 16, and 17. Perusal for Matty Laurie is a firm favourite here at $2.40 ahead of Alibur, or Alibur at $4.80. And then we're out to the Psychologist at $8.50 and Eddery at $8.50 as well. So firm favourite from the Laurie stable here.
Yes, my top pick, but I think there are 4 winning chances. I'll go with number 5, Perusal, who got back on a day at sale last time where it wasn't easy to make ground, made a burst, but the winner there is a nice horse. Royal Heart had a trial well. It took its race form to, I took its trial form to sale and was just too strong. So no disgrace in defeat for Perusal. Draws wide. Just need a bit of luck early to beat number 1, Al Abia. Just think the fact Chris Wall was running this horse from the wide gate, he's not afraid to scratch him if they don't draw well or things aren't right. So running it from the wide gate, its recent jump out at Flemington was quite good. I think number 13, Edery, I haven't minded its last two jump outs. It looks like it's been hard held, plenty less to offer. Looks like it goes okay. And 10, Valkyon, who ran well on debut on a soft five, didn't handle the heavy before a break. It's come back, trialled really well at Flemington, just smoked up behind them. I think it's got a winning chance also at odds. So four winning chances for me. I'll go 5, 1, 13 and 10.
5, 1, 13 and 10 in the second at Sale. Race number 3 is over 1,732. In this race, we take out 3, 16, 17. Hesitate is the favourite, $2.60. Rhythmic Dragon, $3.40. Zippity Zoo Star at $4.60. And then you're out to $16 plus the remainder. So the market says there's only three winning hopes here.
Yeah, probably right too. Going with number 7, Rhythmic Dragon, that was the day at Sale that I mentioned where it was hard to make ground. It and Hesitate comes through the same race. Hesitate had a lovely running transit. Rhythmic Dragon had to go back and make ground out wide. So, although beaten, finishing third, Hesitate second, I think you could certainly make a case Rhythmic Dragon was a better run. It's got Michael Dion, it's fitter. So, I'll lean to it to beat number 13, Hesitate. It's going to win a race very soon. It's drawn for a beautiful run here from the barrier, hard to beat. 10, Zippity Zoo Star. One pace, getting out to 1,700 metres. It's the other winning chance. And take your pick for fourth, maybe number 11, Bay of Naples, who's fitter for two runs in. Not a lot between them, just leaning to number 7, 7, 13, 10 and 11.
7, 13, 10 and 11 in the third. Race number 4, this is the shorty of the day. It is over 1,106 metres. The second favourite was a debutante from the Ma Eustace stable, Wind Shadow, which has been scratched, which means now that the Sprue course is into almost an unbackable $1.40 on debut today. Viking Rebels at $7.50, cost less $8, and then Merlihan's at $10. Can you see this favourite getting beaten on what you've witnessed at the trials?
No, I can't really. Look, if you take a line, you know, I heard Junior's interview during the week where he mentioned What You Need and Grand Impact and this horse in the same breath. What You Need, if What You Need come to this race and they let it slip, it would beat these by, I reckon, 10 to 12 lengths. Mm. So if Buse is in the same class as What You Need, then it's just a case of times and margins. I guess the only issue you've got is the three trials that I've seen have been on heavy ground. That's getting back on top of the ground here. But the wrap the stable have given it, it's a very, very moderate field. It should just win by a space here. The placings, I suppose number 6, Viking Rebel is second pick. It's no star, but it's consistent. It'll sit behind them as they get tired or come out the pack and try and run the Cornella. Number 8, In a Blast, showing some ability. It's got a 3-kilo claim. It's a place chance. And 2, Escalade, who wasn't hopeless on debut. Things went wrong there. Changed stables to Sean Matherick. Thought a recent jump out might have been a bit better. So, look, it should win by a long way here. 12, 6, 8 and 2.
12, 6, 8 and 2. How would you try and make a dollar out of the race?
Did I hear Matty Stewart contemplating backing it at the $1.40 early this morning? Did I hear that right?
No. I think he was more concerned that I'm trying to sell people in at $1.40.
Well, you can't get 40% down the street last time I checked. Look, I won't take $1.40. All that play late in the day is probably a bit ambitious, but it does include Buse winning. But I'm not going to lash out my life savings at $1.40. So I suppose Viking Rebel's probably a safe anchor for trifectas because it will sit behind them. It'll be well ridden from a good gate. It's at least consistent. So if you want to go that way, maybe you could play 12 to win from 6 in the trifectas.
All right. We'll be watching eagerly today to see how good this horse is. Buse on debut at 2:30 in race number 4. We're 4 races down with Mark Hunter looking at today's sale meeting. We'll take a quick break. Back with a quaddy after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're looking at today's meeting at Sale with Mark Hunter, and we're up to race number 5, which is the first leg of the quaddy. It jumps at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's over 1,106 metres. The scratchings are 6, 7, 10 and 11. Hypothetical from the Freedman camp is the $2.50 favourite. Donna Natalina is at $3.60. Rose's Revenge, $3.80. Jenny Esprit, $7. And then you're down to Lovey May at $9. So not a huge field in this first leg of the quaddy, but there's at least 4 or 5 given a winning hope.
Yeah, it's an even race. I think I'm taking 4 in the quaddy. I'll go number 3, Jenny Esprit, who I thought it trolled well before that first up run at Sandown. Now, that was on a heavy 8, which might have been too wet first up. It got out the back, it got held up, the race was over, and it just wasn't really punished the line. I still thought it had quite a bit to offer over the line. So fitter, better track, good gate. I think Jetty Esprit can bounce back here and get the job done to beat number 8, Hypothetical. Hypothetical's had two goes, kicked away, got run down on debut, then went to the lakeside, got a beautiful run in front, and got the job done. You wouldn't say, you know, the form's been great from behind it. I think this is a harder race. It's got a chance, but certainly rock bottom odds. Number 1, Donna Natalina. Its first up run behind 6x63, who we saw run well in town, was good. And 4, Lovey May. Good win, two starts ago here. Went to Caulfield last time in a much harder race, was just posted off the track, and although it's got a duck egg, the run wasn't too bad. It can go much better here as well. So I think there are 4 hopes. I think Jenny Esprit can bounce back from that first up run. 3, 8, 1, and 4.
3, 8, 1, and 4 in race number 5, the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6, a 64 over 1,206 metres. Take out 6, 9 and 10. Side bet for Matty Laurie is the $3 favourite. Remastered, $3.80. Estrapay is at $4.20. Bo Trooper at $4.60. And then it's $17 plus. So do we need all 4 in the quaddie here, or are you trimming further?
I'm taking 3 horses, the top 3 favourites you mentioned. My numbers are 8, 7, 2 and 1. It's not a race I've got great confidence in. I'll tip number 8, Side Bet, who comes into gate 1 after the scratchings. I think it will rob right behind the leader, get every possible chance in the run. Look, it's a limited horse, but it's in its right company, and it does get its chance here to beat number 7, Remastered, who just beaten here at 1,200 last time. That's about as far as it runs. It'll go forward, get a nice run, got a good winning hope. I think number 2, Estrapay, will be the improver. Just seemed to be out of its comfort zone, run off its feet at 1,000. You think it would stride forward here at 1,200 and go much better. And then 1, Bo Trooper, who's been a bit disappointing last couple. It's probably got some chance, but does need to improve. So just working with the 3 top tips, not a lot between them. 8, 7, 2, then 1.
8, 7, 2, then 1 in the 6th event. Race number 7, due to start at 4 o'clock. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,415 metres in this race. We can scratch number 8, Saturn Loft, which means trading post for Corey Brown. Cliff Brown. J. Mott Riding is at $3. Almighty Will is at $3.80. And Jude Star is the next best in the market at $6. Does Cliff Brown get a winner today?
Well, it's got a chance. I wouldn't say it was sort of super strong through the line, screaming out for 1,400. So it's a very average race. So it's in the numbers. I'll go with number 1, Legionnaire, who, look, you're just betting on this horse being anywhere near its best, and it can just lead all the way here. It's got 62 kilos. It jumps to 1,400 metres where we've seen it go forward in town, dominate races and run really well. It's a moderate benchmark 64. You just don't know how it's going. It's had the last Swan Hill over 1,200, then ninth over 1,100, where it was just too slow over 1,100 metres. Now, if it's anywhere near right, it can go forward, take the race by the scruff of the neck with a 2-kilo claim, and if it's going well, Legionnaire can lead all the way here to beat number 7, Jude Star, who's racing consistently without winning, draws wide, just needs some luck. Number 6, Almighty Will, who got home well last time on the synthetic, has got a chance, and 3 trading posts, who won okay there first up and was, I guess it was okay last time, middle of the pack. The race falls right away. It's got some chance. So I think number 1's the key to the race. Just not sure how it's going completely, but I'll tip 1, 7, 6, and 3.
1, 7, 6, and 3. So Legionnaire, nice each way play there, around about $7 in race number 7. And the last of 8, it is a 64 over 1,615 metres. Due to jump at 4:30, we can scratch 1, 7, and 8. Royal Hard Hat at $3. Sevilio is at $7. Lotta Rock at $7.50. So you've got me excited because you said you like one at value in the last. Who is it?
Yeah, right down the bottom here, number 15, More Karuba. I think it's got a great chance, this horse. I can only find it ever in race and trials seeing dry ground once, and that was an 800-metre trial at Cranbourne on dry ground where it was back and finished right alongside Cantina and Throntari, which is good form. And ever since then, it's caught wet ground. Now, it ran well first up at Sale on a heavy 9. Went to Maui next time. That was a day it was pretty hard to make ground. Rolling Moss dictated that race in front. It probably looked a touch disappointing, but held its ground. Went to Sandown last time, got a mile back. Not much went right, but it was pretty good through the line. It finished about 3 lengths behind Harmissian, who we saw come out and win yesterday. I think now that More Karuba has raced itself into fitness, gets onto dry ground, just hoping that's a big plus. A good gate here, and I think it's got a great chance here at odds to beat number 5, Royal Hard Hat. It's a nice horse. It trialled well before that debut win, and just ran exactly how it trialled. It went upset on the speed, they shake it up, slowly builds momentum and just gets stronger and stronger. It will roll forward for Josh Richards from that outside gate and be hard to beat. Put number 11, Dangers, in. Just beaten here last time, got out of the pack and just failed. And 13, Vitani. Got a chance, just needs luck from that wide gate, needs things to go right. So I think 15's a terrific little value chance. 5's the big danger. 15, 5, 11 and 13.
Well, that's got me excited. $15, $16, $4.20, more Karuba. In the last race, a bit of value. You went so close with your value selection yesterday, so that'll be a lovely way to come home. So how are we playing today's meeting?
Yeah, I like the first. I reckon it'll win. Michael, race 1, number 3, Innocent Moves. My value, race 8, number 15, More Karuba. Quaddy will go first leg 1, 3, 4 and 8. Second leg 2, 7 and 8. Third leg 1, 3, 6 and 7. And come home 5, 11 and 15. Play of the day, playing all up, which will cost you $4 for a dollar. Race 1, number 3, we'll take each way in the field of 7. Race 1, number 3, each way, Innocent Moves. Just to appease Maddie, we'll throw race 4, number 12, Views in the Win, and race 8, number 15, each way, More Karuba. So the race 1, 3, each way, 4, 12, a win, 8, 15, each way.
I love it. Have you had an early look ahead to Caulfield?
No, I've only done a couple of races and nothing's really jumped off the page yet, so I've got a long day ahead of me.
All right, we will get those selections as we get closer to Saturday. Good luck today, Mark. Good punting.
Thanks, Michael.
Mark Hunter with all of his selections, and he's seeing them really well at the moment. So make sure you jump on rsn.net.au if you missed any of those, and jump on and have a listen to a few of the interviews today. Kerry McAvoy, he was really good, as was Steve O'Day, who's got a big boom on Uncommon James that goes around in the Regal Roller. And we also spoke with the maestro, James Cummings, who gave us a good push for the impressive winner yesterday.